This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The Cincinnati Zoo and Botanical Gardens 25th Annual Barrows Conservation Lecture Series begins March 1st. Since 1993, the zoo has invited naturalists and scientists to speak on wildlife issues and global conservation efforts. As a preview of the 2017 series, Cincinnati Zoo Director Thane Maynard recently talked with each of this year's speakers. Today's show was recorded, so we won't be able to take your questions and comments this afternoon. We begin with Thane Maynard's conversation with Dr. David Morgan, who directs a research program to monitor great ape activity in the Congo Basin.
Dr. David Morgan, welcome to the show.
Hi, nice to be here. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're excited because you're going to come speak soon on March 1st at the Cincinnati Zoo's Conservation Lecture Series.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. You know, Cincinnati's been involved in the region where I work for a long time, and I'm excited about coming to visit there. This will be my first visit.
Yeah, well, you know, I first have to ask, am I catching you in the Congo or up on Lake Michigan?
No, I'm actually at Washington University in St. Louis.
There you go.
My wife and I work out of the anthropology department here.
You are a busy person because listeners may not know, but you spend the lion's share of your time playing a major role conserving and helping run parks in the Republic of Congo and working with lowland gorillas. But you're also a college professor and also, I think, allied with the Lincoln Park Zoo in Chicago.
Yeah, that's correct. I kind of wear many hats. I'm fortunate to do that because it suggests that there are a lot of different people, organizations interested in helping out Western lowland gorillas and interested in our project in particular. So we've got really good support. And I'm fortunate to be able to travel amongst these areas and talk to these different people and work out in the field as well. It's something I've wanted to do my whole life.
Well, I'm sure at Lincoln Park, it's much like at Cincinnati Zoo. Our gorillas are our most popular exhibit. People love to see their interaction. They're fascinated with their family structure and behavior. Tell us a bit about both what drew you to gorillas as well as how in the world a guy from kind of a zoo field says, I'm going to go ahead and end up being a field biologist in the middle of nowhere.
Well, I was always drawn to the similarities that you see when you look at gorillas and seeing how they interact, seeing how mothers care for their kids, and the silverbacks help protect their groups in these really complex environments. I was really fascinated by that, as well as the forest itself. I'm interested in ecology. And yeah, that's what drew me to them. And it was a first step working at a zoological park when I was younger and getting to know how they really interacted, and just not by reading in books and or seeing them on TV. So really getting in and being able to observe them and see how they interact, see how they interact with each other and humans as well that were caring for them. You know, I was drawn to that. I wanted to know as much as I possibly could about gorillas, and I was fortunate to come around at a time when zoos started to take an interest in protecting gorillas out in the wild, and that became more of a program for several of these big zoological parks like Cincinnati and Lincoln Park Zoo, and so I was kind of at the forefront of that, and really happy to see that kind of interest and involvement in the gains that are being made.
Now, most listeners could probably imagine a little bit about what your life was like when working with the zoo or what your life is like perhaps at a university as a researcher or professor. But most of us would not have any concept of what your life might be like when you're working in the Congo. Tell a bit about both your work there as well as the status of lowland gorillas in Africa.
Working in the Republic of Congo is fascinating. Every time I go there, it's like this is the first time going there. I always learn something new. Which related to the gorillas or their habitats or the people. We're fortunate to have great teams out there, Congolese, who work with us and have been for many years, and they're interested in the work, they're interested in protecting the apes. So it's a really unique atmosphere, I think, in terms of great ape research, and we're happy that we've got that out there, and it makes it so worthwhile to see. You know, the people who are ultimately going to end up conserving these species in the long term are that involved. So we work heavily with the local indigenous people, from forest foragers, oftentimes called pygmies, to college graduates from the local universities. And they're at the forefront with us in studying the behavior and the ecology of the apes. But it's hard work. And, you know, we get up at one of the sites at 4 a.m. in the morning to get prepared to be out by 6 a.m. To follow the apes on their daily walks. And we do that till about 5:30 at night. We eat around a campfire. So it's my cricket, my wife, she likes to call it very rustic living. It's living out in tents. We enjoy that, and we try to have as little impact as possible out in these forests on the apes. And it's really, really neat and an exciting life. You not only learn a lot about gorillas, you come across elephants and other wildlife as well, because it's such a special place and still remains intact.
All right, so give us a picture of this. You're camping in a tent. You're there in a rainforest that's home to gorillas, and there's elephants nearby. Surely the elephants must be dangerous, even if the gorillas are not.
Yes, they are. We have to be very cognizant of the presence of elephants around us, not leaving food out to like attract them to the camp. That can be a dangerous situation. And just when we're walking with the gorillas out in the forest, they're attracted to many of the same food items that the elephants are. There's competition between them. And, of course, elephants, they dictate where we kind of move. We try to stay away from them just like the gorillas do. I mean, if we're with a group of gorillas, they'll oftentimes tell us that elephants are coming. They just up and flee immediately. They run. And that's even before the elephant. We even know the elephant's there quite often because they know how dangerous it can be. And we just kind of shatter ourselves around them and get around them just like the gorillas do. So it's really important to be cognizant of those type of situations. Working with the trackers is a main aspect that, you know, they try to ensure this kind of safety and this awareness while we really collect and focus on the animals themselves.
Now, of the years you've been going to the Republic of Congo, have you seen an increased interest of people that either are native Congolese or even live in that region?
There is an increasing interest in the apes, particularly as we start to promote there's possibilities to earn a living studying chimpanzees and gorillas out in these forests using new technologies such as handheld, you know, iPads and things like that, technology that isn't very prevalent in other aspects of Congolese society. So this new technology, these opportunities to make a living full-time, when they had no idea about it, it's never been promoted, like at the local universities. There's really not any courses in terms of conservation or animal research available. Most courses in Congo are focused on, you know, extraction of resources, agriculture, really practical things. But we know, and so the government is becoming aware of the importance of conserving the forests in terms of climate, in terms of water security and those types of things. So it is becoming more prevalent. And as we have Congolese move up through the ranks and become now directors of parks, important people in some of the research aspects, there's more opportunities for them to see that. And that's having an impact on getting others involved.
So it sounds like, from your description, that perhaps you and your wife largely pay your bills working through American University in St. Louis. But how do you... Bye.